What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener who called in and tweeted in and sent about a dozen videos, and her first and middle names are Parson Daisy.
Hi, my name is Parson. I'm 6 years old, and I like saber-tooth tigers, and my what if question is, what if saber-tooth tigers were alive and they could be ninjas?
Tell me what you think of the show.
I love your show, bye.
Well, thank you, Parson. A saber-tooth would make a very formidable ninja. And we've also got a write-in question from a patron named Everett. Everett asked us, what if you had to keep your shoes on or your feet would keep growing and growing? Ooh. As someone who's been accused of having Flintstone feet and hobbit feet, I can say that question is my nightmare.
Oh, your feet aren't too bad, Mr. Eric. I like to sniff them sometimes.
Yeah, but Fred, you like stinky things.
They don't stink to me, Mr. Eric.
Well, thank you, I guess.
And also thank you to Ethan and Matthew and to Cassidy.
Wow, 3 shout-outs today?
Yes, Ethan, Matthew, and Cassidy are brothers and sister.
Well, thank you 3 for supporting the show.
Well, I'm here to meow out Sam from Dublin, Ireland.
Oh my goodness, I love Dublin. I lived there for 6 months.
Sam likes to listen to What If World in the car, and he enjoys riding on his bike and playing football.
But not American football.
No, what every other country in the world calls football.
You mean soccer?
I don't mean soccer.
I think he's talking about soccer, Mr. Eric.
Well, thank you, Cassidy. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Ethan. And Sam, too. Now let's find out, what if you had to keep your shoes on or your feet would keep growing and growing? And what if saber-toothed tigers could be ninjas? Daisy Tooth the Tiger is one of the secret ninjas, a group of ninjas whose job it is to be professionally secretive.
That's right, so I don't know why you're telling them my name. It's a secret.
They're gonna need to know a few of the secrets for the story.
Shh, pretend I'm not here. I'm hiding.
Okay. Well, Daisy Tooth is young as far as ninjas go, but she is as sneaky as they come. Partly in thanks to her big, soft feet and her even softer foot pads. Everyone who knew her,
which wasn't many people,
the few people who knew her, thought that she'd be What If World's next great ninja. But then, one day...
Ninjas, it's okay, you don't have to be secret right now.
It was Good Climber, What If World's oldest spider ninja. Leg to leg, he was no bigger than your thumbnail, which of course made him very good at being secretive.
What is it, Good Climber?
Asked Daisy Tooth, silently stepping out of the shadows.
Well, it occurred to me that a lot of our ninjas appear to be so sneaky because they're actually just not here anymore.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because that sort of makes me the best ninja by default.
Not necessarily, because now we've got a new ninja.
And a short young human, covered head to toe in a black ninja's outfit, suddenly flipped out of a tree.
I am Ninja Girlden.
Ninja Girlden's ninja gi seemed a little too big for her. The sleeves were rolled up, and the pants were cuffed, and her ninja sash was wrapped around 4 times.
This giant tiger is my competition? Ha 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 ha, no contest. Hi, my name's Daisy Tooth. Nice to meet
you. You just volunteered your name to me. That was a ninja mistake.
Hey, you two, this isn't a contest. Until right now, now it's a contest.
Huh?
I am prepared. Your first ninja challenge is to find and climb the secret staircase.
I'm sorry, there's lots of staircases here. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
Ninja Girl then hesitated, but Daisy Tooth was already sniffing out the stairs.
They were invisible, but not to her nose.
And in a moment, the saber-toothed tiger had climbed the staircase without a sound.
Well done, Daisy Tooth.
You have bested me once, Daisy Tooth. It will not happen again.
Your second challenge is to say the secret password while doing the secret flip on a balance beam of secrets.
Ninja Girl then saw that Daisy Tooth was already sniffing out the balance beam of secrets. So she followed the tiger and flipped over her head onto the invisible balance beam.
Now I simply have to guess the password.
But Daisy Tooth had already followed her on the balance beam and... The massive tiger somehow flipped backwards
while saying the password.
Round two goes to Daisy Tooth.
Your secret password is secret. Are you kidding me?
Don't worry, Ninja Girl Den. The third round is worth extra points, so you can finish in a tie.
That'd be great. Then we'd both be the best new ninjas.
What is the final challenge, Master Good Climber?
Get ready. Now you both have exactly secret seconds to secret pass the secret secret. Secretly.
I am sorry, could you repeat that?
But Daisy Tooth had already curled up in a ball, putting her front feet over her eyes and her back feet over her ears. And after a moment's meditation...
It is done, Master.
Congratulations, once you've taught Ninja Girl Den a few of our secrets.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be every bit as good a ninja as me, if not better in some ways.
Do not feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you,
said Ninja Girl Den, backing away from Good Climber and Daisy Tooth.
But why? Is something wrong with me?
Yes, in fact, you have giant, furry, sneaky feet, which make you better at secrets. It's cheating.
But they're just my feet. I'm a saber-toothed tiger.
Yes, that's what you are,
said Ninja Girl Den, stomping back toward Daisy Tooth angrily.
A perfect apex predator with poor, plain, prodigious paws.
Daisy Tooth felt more hurt than she'd ever been, even in a ninja battle.
Well, you're just mad because you're a puny little person. You're probably as big as you'll ever get.
Now, let's not speak to each other in such harsh tones,
said Good Climber. But Ninja Girl Den and Daisy Tooth Tiger had already ran off to their separate rooms within the ninja hideout. Daisy Tooth had never thought much about her feet. They were just hers, and she kind of liked that they were strong and sneaky. But now that she looked at them...
Oh, you know, these feet are kind of big. And did my feet just...
Yep. As soon as she thought about her own big feet, they started looking bigger and bigger.
Uh-oh.
Daisy Tooth rushed around her room trying to find her old shoes. As a saber-toothed tiger, she couldn't remember the last time she'd worn them.
Oh no, my feet, they're too big.
She could barely squeeze her paws into these shoes, but she did it anyway.
Oh, ouch!
Squeezing her toes together to keep them from growing and growing.
There, that should hold them for now.
And she could barely sleep that night, but she didn't dare take off her shoes and let her feet grow even more. The next morning, Daisy groggily limped to the courtyard in her too tight shoes to find Ninja Girl Den looking even more tightly wrapped up than before. But were her arms and legs somehow puffed out? Like she had big, puffy muscles that weren't there last night.
Hello, Bigfoot, said Ninja Girl Den.
Hey, puny person,
replied Daisy Tooth.
Good, you're all here. We've got your first real secret mission. Okay, good luck.
Master, don't you think you should tell us what the secret mission is?
Wow, that is quite a secret, though. Okay, just this once.
And Good Climber climbed along a big white envelope, opening it with his little spider legs.
All right, your secret mission is... to rescue me from our rival clan.
I'm sorry, how is it that you know that?
Well, they sent us this note.
A ninja girl then went over to read it.
It says, "We're your rival ninja clan. We're going to ninja nap you. Warm regards, the not-so-secret ninjas."
It is us, the not-so-secret ninjas.
Yeah, we are here, and we intend to ninja nap you.
We're your rival ninja clan.
We got your letter.
And there were the three not-so-secret ninjas. They were brightly colored saber-toothed tigers. But instead of camouflage stripes, one had brightly colored polka dots. And another had a plaid pattern that was almost neon. And the third tiger was just tie-dye. And they started flipping and jumping around everywhere.
I'm right behind you. I am right in front of you.
I'm distracting you while my partner ninja naps good climber.
What? How is this working?
Daisy Tooth tried to chase them, but with her feet all bound up, she winced with every weary step. Meanwhile, Ninja Girl then flexed her somehow overly puffy arms and stood barring the exit to the hideout.
Never fear, I will stop them.
But they'd already shoved Good Climber into a bag.
Don't worry, I'll just climb out of this, unless they tie it closed, but...
Oh, they tied it closed. I'm in real trouble now.
And the three brightly colored saber-toothed tigers barreled right towards Ninja Girl Den.
We're running right towards you, little girl.
Daisy Tiger tried to rush to Ninja Girl Den's side, but... All three of the not-so-secret ninjas bumped into her as they rushed out the secret door.
Ninja Girl Den, are you okay?
Pillowy Fluff had fountained out of Ninja Girl Den's arms and legs, and Ninja Girl Den's oversized gi had unrolled, dragging on the ground.
What in the world?
But before Daisy Tooth could ask what was going on, she noticed her own shoes starting to split. And was that... Were her feet growing again?
I'll be right back. Yes, I have to gather up this fluff that appeared for no reason, and I'll be right back too.
A moment later, Daisy Tooth was back, her 4 feet wrapped up in half-split shoes and old ninja sashes, whereas Ninja Girl then waddled in with a gi that seemed more puffed out than ever.
Much better.
Much better.
What do you mean much better? This is all your fault.
Whatever, Bigfoot.
Whatever, puny person.
Where do you think they are taking him?
Oh, they left us a map.
They are kind of thoughtful for evil ninjas.
And so the two ninjas teamed up, despite their disagreements, to follow the not-so-secret map to Good Climber. They followed the redundant river.
Let's go round and round and round and round and...
They legged it down left turn lane.
Take a left here, and a left here, and a left here, and a left here. Okay, you're done.
They even operated the obvious automobus.
Last stop, not so secret hideaway. It's also the first stop. It's also the stop you're at right now. Would you like to ride again?
No, thank you.
Are you telling me we've traveled for 3 days to end up
exactly where we started? Yeah.
Ninja Girl Den and Daisy Tooth got off the bus, and Girl Den angrily kicked it.
Your kicks can't hurt me. I'm a bus, but I still don't like it.
It is right here under our noses, and we cannot even find it.
Girl Den, stop it.
But when Daisy Tooth tried to stop Ninja Girl Den from kicking the obvious autobus, she squeezed out some of the fluff of Ninja Girl Den's fake leg muscles.
No, wait.
And when Ninja Girl Den pulled her foot back, she accidentally kicked a hole in Daisy Tooth's shoe.
Oh, no.
Not again, not again.
Ninja Girl Den's extra long pant leg had unraveled all the way to the ground again. And Daisy Tooth could practically see her foot growing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm growing.
I am shrinking.
What did you say?
What did you say?
But Ninja Girl Den started rolling her pant leg up quickly.
Fine, I am shrinking. Ever since you pointed out how short I was, I shrink whenever my pant legs touch the ground.
But you don't look any smaller to me. Those pants are just too big.
Do not feel sorry for me.
I don't. I feel sorry for me,
said Daisy Tooth, trying to wrap up her foot as it seemed to grow bigger and bigger.
If these shoes pop off my paws again, my feet'll just keep growing and growing.
Well, those shoes are obviously too small for your feet.
Oh, we're a couple of failures.
We can't even find a not-so-secret hideout.
That's because we're hiding.
Our lair is cleverly concealed right below your feet.
You'll never get through the not-so-secret door.
And yes, the two ninjas noticed they'd been standing on a big metal door, concealed with about a handful of dirt.
Daisy Tooth, you can claw through it. You must release the feet.
Oh, I can't. They'll just get too big.
Please save me. These ninjas are just so obvious about everything.
Yes, we are. That's our whole thing.
Obviously.
Daisy Tooth and Ninja Girl then were struggling at the big heavy door, but they couldn't budge it an inch.
Please, Daisy Tooth, release the feet. You were made big. It's part of who you are.
I don't know.
But Daisy Tooth tried, taking off her shoes even though she could feel her feet growing. She unsheathed her claws and scratched at the door vigorously. But it was really slow going.
That door is even stronger than it looks.
That's because we learned the secret of forging steel.
Steel is made of iron and carbon.
Daisy Tooth finally managed to make the smallest of scratches through the door, but it was too tiny of an opening for a saber-toothed tiger.
Ninja Girl, then, you can do it.
No, I cannot. Look at how big and puffed out I am with muscles.
You don't need any of that fluff stuff in your muscles. You were made small, but every inch of you is powerful.
And Ninja Girl then started taking the fluff out of her arms and legs, feeling like she was shrinking by the second.
Even if I get through, how am I going to get by a clan full of full-grown saber-toothed ninjas?
You'll have to secret by the secret secret. Secretly.
And Ninja Girl then did slip through the little clawed crack in the steel. Then she covered her eyes with her hands and her ears with her feet and meditated for a moment.
And she was outside of the not-so-secret lair,
holding a rescued good climber.
Well done, my students.
What happened?
You didn't even send a letter.
Now we intend to come out of the hideout and get him back.
And the three colorful saber-toothed ninjas burst out of their hideout.
Roar!
R-O-A-R spells roar. Roar is an onomatopoeia.
The three not-so-secret ninjas rushed towards Daisy and Girlden. And suddenly, Daisy's paws seemed to get really big.
Thwap!
Oh!
Thwap!
Ow!
Ow is also an onomatopoeia, a word for a sound that sounds like the sound.
The three tigers were piled up together, and Ninja Girl then ran towards them, holding a piece of spider silk as it unraveled from Good Climber.
We're gonna get you!
Oh, tiny one, you do not stand a chance.
Big people can underestimate little people.
And as the three tigers swatted at Ninja Girl then, she shrunk so small that she slipped between their toes and wrapped up their three paws together in an unbreakable cuff of spider silk.
Hey, get off of me!
But you're on me!
We're defeated.
That's right, you are.
Oh, but now I am going to keep shrinking.
Oh, and my paws are gonna keep growing.
No, you were just focusing on what you thought were flaws. But now, they're your super ninja powers.
Yeah, you've got shrinking powers.
And you have super growing feet.
It will make you formidable opponents.
Yeah, you really don't have to narrate everything.
Yeah, tigers, we're sort of wrapping up here, and I usually do that part.
Oh, fine, we'll go hide in our lair again.
We will let you say the end.
The end?
Sorry, you say the end.
The end. Oh, you threw off my whole thing.
Say it more calmly, like the end.
The. I'll forget it.
That's a good choice.
All right, Everett and Parson, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Tony Morrison for being an inspiring teacher, storyteller, and person. And all you kids out there, big and small, for liking yourself whatever size you are. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
This is What If World.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at HoffmanAcademy.com.